Here's something you can't often say about a jazz album. It was initiated by a six-year-old. The New Jazz Standards Project by bluegrass star Rob Ikes creates an unusual pairing, the piano and the dobro. The dobro is a guitar that's played with a steel bar. It's most commonly used in bluegrass and country music. Craig Havergerst of member station WPLN explains.
Veteran music teacher Michael Alvey spends his days in an elementary school in Franklin, Tennessee, with little children,
not too loud, back row,
and a room full of instruments.
Ready?
Alvey says a couple of years ago, one of his students brought him a CD by her father, a relatively common occurrence in this affluent suburb of Nashville.
You know, a lot of times I get things from parents that are done in their home studios, and they sound okay, but when I heard this, I said, this guy is like a world-class musician. Why have I not heard of Rob Ikes?
The easy answer is that Alvey has never closely followed bluegrass, where Ikes is a star. He's been named Dobro Player of the Year, a record 10 times by the International Bluegrass Music Association, largely for his role as a founding member of the band Blue Highway. But he's also a prolific sideman and solo artist with 4 CDs to his credit. That doesn't mean he's above a good old show-and-tell session.
I'd done that at their preschool and in other their classes, and I kind of come in and show the kids what a dobro is and how it works and what it sounds like. And Michael was sitting at the piano, and I said, well, you just want to play a blues or something? So we started playing, and Michael just blew me away. I mean, I couldn't believe that this, you know, elementary school music teacher, I felt like I was getting the history of jazz just in that one song.
The connection was immediate.
Pianist Michael Alvey.
And that's the way it is with musicians. You know, you almost know after about 8 bars. From then forward, it was more of a discovery process.
Dozens of after-hours rehearsals here in the music room of Moore Elementary School let them explore a mutual fascination with each other's genres. Ikes grew up near San Francisco and was inspired toward a career on bluegrass dobro by Flattened Scruggs and dobro master Mike Aldridge of The Seldom Scene. He's always loved jazz, but never really studied it in depth.
So as we started getting together, Michael just would really teach me a lot of the great things. I remember one time he told me we were playing Caravan or some Duke Ellington piece, and I kind of know the melody, and I was kind of jiving my way through it. And after we were done, Michael said, you know, with a lot of these standards and stuff, you can embellish and tweak your way around it, but with Ellington, you really have to play it note for note.
Pianist Alvey, originally from North Carolina, studied classical music and picked up a passion for jazz in high school and college. A job as a music director at Busch Gardens Theme Park in Virginia led him to Nashville, where he worked at Opryland USA by day and jazz clubs at night. Since he shifted to classroom work almost 30 years ago, he's done more teaching than performing. So he says this collaboration with Ikes has been an unexpected learning experience.
This is a discussion that Rob and I have had many times about bluegrass versus jazz. He would say to me, how do you learn all those different chords and inversions, and how do you harmonically move around these songs and improvise and make it all make sense? My response was, how do you play a song with 2 or 3 chords and make it sound like a symphony when you're all over the place? And after about 8 bars, I've run out of ideas.
That said, Alvey seems to have found his way through the album's one country standard, Hank Williams' You Win Again. Mm-hmm. Road Song marks the first release on Rob Ike's own record label, reflecting an impulse to take his instrument in new directions.
Personally, I don't feel like an iconoclast or somebody who breaks down barriers or is really aggressively, but I do feel like that's what I'm supposed to do, you know, as a musician on this instrument, is learn the standards and study the great players that came before me. But I do feel like part of my deal is expanding where the instrument goes.
He's doing that with a mix of received knowledge, curiosity, and playfulness, which is really not so different from what Michael Alvey tries to cultivate every school day in the classroom where he and Ike's first met. For NPR News, I'm Craig Havighurst in Nashville.